And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1951.
It's the winter of 1951. What are things like on the coastside way back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Tornado wrecks home, woman hurt, and three airplanes. As a tornado rips through the coastside airport, two people narrowly escaped with their lives this morning at 7:30 a.m. when an unprecedented freak of nature tornado occurred out of nowhere. It struck suddenly at the Half Moon Bay Airport. It also hit the home occupied by the airport manager and his wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cy Ingalls. Their home was completely destroyed. And Devil Slide closes. Pounding rain hit the Bay Area last Saturday as an intense storm moved inland from the Pacific. A 200-foot stretch of Highway 1 was covered. Bulldozers were shoveling the earth mass over the edge of the 500-foot cliff into the ocean. There is still no word when Devil Slide will be reopened. And four coastsiders joined the Marines, six to leave next week. Four coastside youth, Mike Kananis, Donald Miguel, Norman Francis, and Wayne Lewis, who recently enlisted in the Marines, left their homes recently and on their way to San Diego, where they will undergo basic training. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Anyone ever watch that show about extreme hoarders? It's actually hard to watch. Accumulated goods result in the worst cases of dirt, bugs, rats, mold, as well as a fire hazard. These people simply cannot part with anything. Some have narrow aisles to get to their other rooms. Others have lost their bed in piles of stuff. Some have all shades of mold growing in the refrigerator simply because they can't bear to throw out old food. To call their homes unsanitary is an understatement. My great-grandmother hovered on this brink, unfortunately. Her sense of cleanliness spared most of the above. She neatly washed and stored old milk cartons. All packaging food trays were kept. Hundreds of egg cartons accumulated. Piles of newspapers lined the walls towards the end of her life. Her place reeked of old cardboard, and you just had to take a deep breath and walk away. My grandma had the good job of clearing out her house, and upon return gathered us together. If you ever catch me hanging on to things that should be tossed, please tell me that flat out. She stayed true to her word. I bring up this hoarding topic because I might be thought of to be a hoarder of sorts by judging by the paraphernalia I have hanging all over Cameron's Pub. I'd like to go on record to say I'm not afraid to throw things out, and each item has a little show place. I am a collector, not a hoarder. There, I feel better. Come check out all the mini collections at Cameron's Inn. The 3,000-plus beer cans is just the first one to look at. But just don't say the word hoarder, okay? We do hope you'll come down soon and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1951. World War II is 6 years in the rearview mirror, or history. And with good economy, unemployment dips to 3.3%. And new roads and interstate highways are being built to take the ever-increasing number of cars. The average family income is $3,700 per year. And people have money to spend, so cars are becoming more luxurious and have more powerful engines, along with options for two-tone paint and things like turn signals. Although most drivers still use their hand signals to tell other drivers which way they are turning. The 22nd Amendment is ratified, limiting presidential terms to 2 years or 8 years. A new house will cost you $9,000, and a loaf of bread, 16 cents. Bacon, 52 cents a pound, and a dozen eggs, 24 cents. Getting to the store by your car will cost you 19 cents for a gallon of gas. In technology, an oral contraceptive is invented. Direct dial coast-to-coast telephone service begins, and the first color television pictures are broadcast from the Empire State Building. Popular films include The African Queen, The Day the Earth Stood Still. In popular music, this artist was born Clara Fowler and signed with Mercury Records in 1947, becoming their first successful artist. She is topping the charts this year, known professionally as Patti Page. Here's her number one hit, Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. I remember the night and the Tennessee. How much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
New artist, old record. This Italian-American singer is introduced to pop music via a record popular in the 1940s. He brings it back and takes it to number one. Here's Tony Bennett, and Because of You.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say are mine forever and never. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, I can smile because of you. Because of you, my life. and smile because of you.
And from your hometown radio station, this is Cameron Palmer, thanking you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. So long until next week and another year.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.